Hey, everybody, it's Monday, December 4th? I don't know. I think it's the 4th. It's Monday morning. I'm about to interview a comedian named Leslie Lau for my weekend show, The Popcast, which airs on WSB. And now that the Georgia football season is over, except for the bowl game, my show will go back to airing at 7 o'clock on Saturday evenings and then, of course, become a podcast the following Monday. If you're out there and you don't live in Atlanta, maybe you want to listen to it, you can get the WSB radio app and you can stream it on there live if you're, you know, really wanting to listen to a radio show at 7 p.m. on a Saturday night. Most people, I don't think, even have radio. I have one, a radio. That's just you put batteries in it and you can listen to the radio, AM, FM, weather. Very important for weather. That's why I have it. It's also got the wind-up thing, so it'll run for like 15 minutes without any battery, and then you got to wind it up again. And, yeah, so sometimes I listen to the radio just, you know, outside. But most people, I think, these days listen to the radio on their smartphones. Isn't that how most people listen to the radio? I guess they do. Or in the car, really. I would say probably 99% of cars have radios in them. They're trying to get rid of them. I don't know, so they can have more computer space in your car. I don't see how difficult it is to throw a radio in your car. Maybe just take away AM or FM. But anyway, yeah, so I've been doing prep for this comedian. Her name is Leslie Lau. She's a Chinese-American female comedian. That'll be in a couple of weeks on the radio show on WSB in Atlanta. It's also a podcast. You can find it on any of your podcatchers. It's called The Popcast with Tim Andrews. Mostly, though, you know, I'm just getting ready for the radio show and wanted to talk about a little bit of different things. Last night, an episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force aired on Adult Swim at 11:30 p.m., and I was just so excited to watch it. I think it was back in May, maybe, or in June. It was a while ago. I recorded a whole bunch of voices, just celebrity impressions, countless ones, and sent them off at their request and then went to record some. So I did Michael Caine, Patrick Stewart, Al Pacino, some people that I don't really do on the radio show, but people I've done in the past and voices that I thought I might be able to do. And it ended up getting into the show. And I have a primary, well, more than one, actually. I have a whole bunch of voices in that episode. I think the name of the show or the episode is The Teaser Twos. That's the abbreviated name. It has a longer title. It is episode 3 of season 12 of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And dudes and gals, I don't mean to put gals second. Dudes, by dudes, I mean everybody, you know? Dudes isn't necessarily gender specific. So dudes just kind of encapsulates everyone. So if I say dudes, that just means y'all listening. How amazing is it for me? It's very amazing for me. I've loved that show since it debuted. It's Aqua Teen Hunger Force in all of its iterations and the two feature films. I've rewatched them several times just because I love that kind of absurdist humor. The story is what the story is, and everything that happens around that story is awesome. just a little reflection on that. I've a long time ago, and this is well more than at least 15 years ago, maybe 10, I don't know. I wanted to kind of write episodes of animated shows. And Dave Willis, who's one of the creators of Aqua Teen and also Squidbillies, had hired me previously to do some voices on Squidbillies. And he, had me write a spec episode. And this is my normal routine. I waited till the very last minute and then cranked out what I thought was an episode. And I don't know how to write scripts, and I didn't do any prep, and I didn't look into how to write a script or what you need in a script. And I wrote it, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because he got to this point where he read it and he told me, he said, you know, you need a story needs a fulcrum. You know, there has to be an arc, and not an arc. He didn't say arc, even though I know that's probably from The Sopranos. You know who had an arc? Noah. But basically the gist of, you know, if you're going to tell a story, you have to think about a couple things. Now, when it comes to writing a show like that, you have to think about, okay, how many set pieces do they have in the can already? Are they going to have to animate new things? Are they going to have to draw new backgrounds? Are they going to have to do it? So that's one thing that I didn't even think about when I started writing the episode. And the other is you have to be able to tell a story. And Squidbillies always tells a story. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. And there's a lot of funny stuff going around. But when it comes to Aqua Teen, it's the same thing. There's a story. But really, it's just the nonsense and the absurd humor that's circling that story that's always been my favorite thing about that show. And these days, when it comes to comedy, I want absurdity. I want the surreal. I want to be laughing for one thing, but also staring at it as if it's something I've never even contemplated that I'd laugh at. And those examples are so few, but they really, really do stand out. So anyway, the basic story of this episode that I was on, the teaser twos, is Shake, Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, is writing a screenplay at the beginning of the episode. And he's with Meatwad, and they're in a little fancy coffee shop. And of course, Master Shake can't write a screenplay. And so a device helps him get started, and that device is a coffee maker. And the coffee maker is voiced by, God, who's the coffee maker? Oh, yeah, the coffee maker is voiced by Sean Connery. Sean Connery. Prior to the Sean Connery, also, Shake is riding around on a Roomba. And that Roomba is programmed for William Shatner's voice. And then more and more different characters keep showing up as different machines. My Stallone is a machine. My Michael Caine is a machine. And then there's an Al Pacino coffee bean grinder. And later on, more and more, Bob Dylan shows up. Louis C.K. shows up. So it was a very fun episode with a lot of different robots. And again, absurdist. And this is all from my point of view. I mean, I don't speak for anybody on the show and how they write. I just know that they're good writers, and I know that they're funny guys. So, again, I want to thank Matt Malero and Dave Willis. Those are the guys that created Aqua Teen Hunger Force and are still, you know, the creative force behind Aqua Teen Hunger Force. But I want to thank them for hiring me to do those voices because, like I wanted to say, it's like the coolest thing I've ever done in my career, ever. Ever, 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 ever. And I've met people, I've met Shatner, I've met all these celebrities and stuff. But a personal point of pride for me is to be on a show that I've loved since its inception. And yeah, so I just think it's really cool and I wanted to share that. And a cool, cool thing that happened this morning is last week I had emailed my aunt and uncle and my cousin who live in Pennsylvania. And I suggested when it was going to be on. And so it was so cool to get a call from my Uncle Larry this morning. I mean, right around 8:30, you know, I just dropped my son off at daycare. And I, you know, so my aunt and uncle called me and my uncle had some questions about the episode. I can't imagine he'd ever watched it before. And well, my favorite question was your character the one that was licking the other one's asshole? Now, he didn't say asshole, but he said ass maybe or butt. And then we both thought about what my granddad and grandmother, his parents, and my dad's parents would have thought watching that. And I can only imagine, because I used to drive both my grandma and grandpa crazy. I mean, they love me for sure, and, you know, practically raised me 50% of the time, if not more. But anyway, I constantly did voices and was constantly doing comedy bits and trying to be funny and make them laugh. And, you know, my grandmother and grandfather both supported that. You know, it would get to a point where of annoyance, I'm sure. I can only imagine if my son were able to do any kind of voices, he would do them nonstop because that's what kids do. And my son, by the way, is doing an impression now. He doesn't know it, but he's doing Joe Biden. He'll go, he'll go, Daddy, hey, man, no joke. And he'll wag his finger. No joke. No joke. And that's because I put a filter on his face to make him look like Joe Biden. And he said that. So, yeah, it's just really cool, man, to be a part of something like that. And, you know, if there's something in your life that you've always wanted to do and you have the opportunity to do it and you did it, congratulations. It's never too late. I'm 53 years old. I kind of fucked around most of my life, wasted time instead of investing in my time. And over the last 8 years or so, I've done more investing in my time than I have in wasting it. I still waste plenty of it, but, you know, taking a little effort or taking the time to make effort or whatever to accomplish some of your goals, you know, it can pay off. And when it pays off, you should feel good about it. I don't like people telling me that they enjoyed what I've done or that I made them laugh or that, you know, they thought I did a good job. But I know that I should. And so I've spent, you know, a good part of the last, I don't know, since 2008, really, when the Regular Guy show started up at Rock 100.5, and I was on as a primary cast member, and I was doing comedy bits and, you know, my voices and jokes and stuff like that. I've, you know, it took me a long time to accept the fact that, you know, people have shitty days and people just want to laugh. And when they tell you that you've made them laugh, you know, that's a compliment because it's not easy to make other people laugh. And I don't accept compliments well. I didn't receive a lot of them when I was younger. And somehow my brain is programmed to think that if you're getting complimented, there's a shoe about to drop behind that compliment. And that's not true. That's not necessarily true or ever, you know. But if you constantly think that it's true, you know, you're setting yourself up to drop it yourself. I'm not good at making analogies, if that's even what that is. But, you know, I have a lot of good friends who make me laugh, and I love being around them, and I love making people laugh. And, you know, if I spend the rest of my life being able to help people, you know, chuckle and forget some shitty thing that's happened to him that day, then I think I've lived a pretty good life. And I want to pass that on to my son. You know, be nice to people and don't get caught up in a bunch of bullshit like politics. That happened to me, and I'll talk about it in a future episode. But I got caught up in politics big time, trying to be the, you know, the witty guy on social media who talks about politics. And then, you know, when you do that, you know that you're putting a shiv in somebody who doesn't think like you. And then it goes to your brain like, ah, you know, I wonder what this ex-friend of mine is going to think if I post this, and you're thinking about them. And I just decided that's stupid. It really is. It's dumb. It's a waste of time. If you're not, you know, enlivening people or making people feel better, then you're not really doing anything. If you're making people feel shitty, or if you're saying something stupid that you know they're going to get mad at you about, it happened to me. I'll just admit it real quick. There's a couple that I know, you know, I know the husband more than I know the wife, up in Pennsylvania. And I knew I've known the guy since I was in seventh grade, you know, I've known this person for a very long time. And back in 2020, you know, the summer of, you know, this and that, I was making rude comments about things on social media and, you know, talking about Trump and talking about Biden. And, you know, somebody made a comment on my page, and then I was really shitty about it. Now, I don't really know the wife that well. I just know that she's a very sweet and nice person. And because of some stupid political crap, she now thinks I'm a big right-wing jerk, and I still feel the same about her, that she's a nice person. And that's because I was a dick on social media for no reason other than I thought I was being funny or snarky or stupid. And, you know, that's my fault. You know, this person doesn't know me very well other than from social media and, you know, maybe whatever stories from childhood that she may have been told. And I'll always feel stupid about that because there was no reason for any of that. And, you know, so I'm drinking coffee. I'm going to keep these at about 15 minutes. It's about 14 minutes and 33 seconds. And I'm going to try to do them more often than not. And, you know, the other guys from the show and gal or dudes, all the other dudes from the show probably won't be on this, but I need this and I'm going to do it. And I hope you like it. And 4, 3, 2, 1. Talk to you next week.